I'd like to teach the world to bring experience to bear on challenges that we all face and problems we all share. I'd like to give the world a hug and shower it with love. We all can change the world we're in with lessons from above.
Hugs, empowering women to feel, look, and be their best. Sometimes we just need a hug and some inspiration to remember how great we are. I've been leading women who have suffered the pain and self-doubt that comes after abuse to their true beauty and power for decades. Tune in each Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern, when Hugs reaches out to you. Listen from your own computer at uscradioproductions.com. Learn more about me, Antika, and listen to past shows at antikalibby.com. That's AntikaLibby.com. And hello and welcome to this edition of Hugs, Hearts Uniting God's Spirit. And I am excited to be here today. It's a beautiful Monday, the 10th of March. And today we're going to dive deep into week 7. I cannot believe we've already been through so many weeks of Divine in 9. So week 7 in the Divine in 9 program. If you've been listening along, you have hopefully followed along and found out a ton of wonderful things about you. It's so often we just forget. We forget to look at what is good, to look at what is right, look at what is just within ourselves. And hopefully as you've walked through just, you know, just a tiny bit in these hours that I've been able to share with you of the Divine in 9 program that I offer over at antikalibby.com and or our membership site. If you're already a member of Divine in 9, I really urge you to jump on in there. And we're going to be starting our new, another group program here pretty soon. And you can jump on over there at fithappychristians.com. And that's your membership site. You can sign in there. But if you're new to it, check us out at antikalibby.com. And you can look at the program and everything about it and what it entails. And if you'd like to, you can join me live in just a few weeks where I'll be joining a group of women. And we will be talking about, you know, how our lives, our childhoods, the trauma that we've survived, how they've dictated our lives and kind of put back together the pieces of the puzzle that have been missing. And when I say they've been missing, they've been lost in a way, lost with inside of yourself, those things. What do you like? What fills you up? And we'll be going over the questions that we've been tackling the last 8 weeks, or let's see, we're on week 7, so the last 6 weeks here on Hugs since the beginning of the new year. And we'll go deeper into it, deeper into your beauty, your body, how you stand, how you feel, how you express yourself. And I'm really, really excited for everybody. So if you're already a part of the program, then know that another group program is coming up. If you'd like to upgrade to that, I want you to be the first to know here. And it's like a sneak show for everybody here on Hugs. And if you don't have the program yet and you just want to wait, like you don't want to wait any longer, you'll get a huge discount if you choose to upgrade later into the group program to work with me live. But right now the program is $127 for the online whole course. That includes the booklet, 3 videos a week, and multiple yoga classes that help you focus your mind and your body on at the same time on what we're really going to be talking about today. And so today's segment, before I go any further, let me tell you what we're going to tackle today because I'm really excited. You know how maybe you've tried over and over again to do something? Like, I try not to be so frustrated when the dog gets underneath my feet and I trip up the stairs, you know? Or I have a really good intention to work out every day. And, or I try really hard to eat right. I know how to eat right. I try really, really hard to eat right. Or maybe yours is more serious. Maybe you grew up in a family that drank alcohol and you're really trying not to drink alcohol, or you're really trying to not yell like your family has. You're really trying to break those old patterns. And all of this trying has you worn out and a little depressed. You might feel like a failure, and it's just hard. It's really, really, really hard. And that's why trying just doesn't work. And that's what we're going to talk about. Why trying doesn't work. And what does. So you can have change, lasting change in your life. And I'm talking about like the cravings are gone. You eat healthy. Miraculous change, healing change in your life right now. That is how all of this happens. That is how things happen in Divine in 9. That is how things happen with my clients. And that is what I intend to share with you today. How you can stop trying to break these habits. And these habits are, you know, some of them can be serious, and some of them the world would see them as not so serious. But all of them affect your happiness. All of them affect your joy. And all of them affect your life, your health. And no matter if they seem important to somebody else or not, to you, to me, these habits, the things I'm talking about today that you're trying to fix in your life, you're trying to change in your life, you're trying to overcome in your life, or even add to your life. No, we'll talk about add to in a minute. I'm not talking about those right now. But these things are what in the Christian faith we would call our sinful nature. And there are big sins and there are little sins. There are sins of just gossiping and not being nice to somebody. There's a sin of not respecting your husband. There's a sin of mistreating your own body. Then there's the big sins like stealing and lying and adultery and debauchery and drinking too much. And those things being out of control. Those things that we all kind of look at and go, oh, yeah, you know. They're sinful. I should change that about myself. And that there's those things that we judge about others. And that in itself is a sin. So all of these things we try to do without. We try to do better, especially as you choose to make the choice to live a better life. A life more in line with Christ. A life more Christ-like. And so, today we are going to talk about how you can stop trying, stop struggling, stop fighting the cravings, stop fighting the negative habits, and put them to rest once and for all. Are you ready for that? That's a big topic for an hour, not even an hour. Big topic. So thank you so much once again for being here. Thank you for being here at uscradioproductions.com. It's wonderful to be here. I want to share with you our new phone number. It is just for this show. I'm so excited. Let me get to it here on our Facebook. If you're not a part of our Facebook community here at Hugs, you should jump on over there and join us there now. Just press like on our page, and then you'll have access to the phone number anytime that you want, and you won't have to look for it again. But it is 303-800-4557. That's 303-800-4557. And you can listen to all of our past shows at AntiquaLibby.com if you want to backtrack and go into how we're really building up and to review what we've talked about the last few weeks, we've really been talking about the mindset around the Divine and Nine program, not so much about the nutrition element that is hugely a factor, because what you eat, you become. It's important to eat good foods. And good is different for everybody. Really, it is. It's about it's such a great journey, and your diet can't be found in a book. So I love that I've had so many years to work with so many women and men around nutrition and finding out what fits their lifestyle, what fits my lifestyle might be different. And so I just love that in Divine and Nine, you are going to really put your own diet book together. Put your own food and nutrition together so you can nourish yourself beautiful every single day. And you know what? I have grown to find the older that I get, sometimes nourishing yourself beautiful is nourishing yourself in a way with food that makes you feel alive and lovely. And for me, sometimes that is a sweet chocolate treat. And sometimes that is a big old salad. Other times it's a lot of feta cheese. I have a feta thing. And you know, other times it is a sip of wine. So I just want you to know that no matter what, you think about eating and nutrition and diet and how many diet books that you've read and everything that you know, if you choose to jump in with me this next go about with Divine and Nine, you are going to really, really feel this love and light that is calling to you from within, that is going to share with you exactly what you need to eat for your body. Not only your body is like this physical body that you live in, but your whole body and mind. So your mind is fed, your emotions are fed sometimes too. I used to be very strict with my own personal diet, and now I'm not. One reason why I'm not is because I have really come to understand that no matter how hard I tried, and we're going to get to this in a second, to micromanage the calories and the food and what went into my mouth, it was impossible. I always seemed to let myself down. I always seemed to have a craving in which I had a judgment on, which I had some guilt around, be it chocolate or when my adrenals were bad, be it coffee, which I still enjoy. And I've come to understand the solution I'm going to share with you today about why trying doesn't work, as well as sometimes we don't eat for our minds, we eat for our emotions. And when you make peace with that eating for your emotions, and you don't use food to run away from your emotions, but instead use food to nurture your emotions, to nourish you, food can really be on your side. And I'm learning that more and more day in and day out. So I am super excited. To share all of that with you. Okay, so nourish you to get all of it and to get everything that we're going to have. You can jump on over to AntiquaLibby.com, look in the Divinely You website, and see Divine in Nine. It is really set up to help people who have gone through some childhood trauma, overcome that trauma. But anybody that wants to live a life that feels more in tune with yourself, true to your heart, true to your body, true to your own expression. If you feel like you're just wandering around, lost within who you are, Divine in Nine is for you. And right now it's $127 at antiquelibby.com. And everything that I've been sharing with you in the last 6 weeks here live on the air is from this program. And like I said, we've been going through the mindset portion of it and not necessarily the nutrition or the fitness portion of it. So for the mindset, what we've gone over already is in week one, going off the cuff here, in week one, we talked about really understanding that you're a child of God, on a deep level, that with God you can overcome everything and anything, and that you have special likes, special interests, and special talents. And your story may or may not be a part of those talents. But by focusing on your story, the events that took place that you want to overcome, fix, or get over in some way, by focusing on them as an obstacle rather than diving into them as a learning place for compassion and understanding for other people, you can get stuck in the story and you can miss out on your bliss. So we talked about your bliss. We also talked about getting to know what you like and writing down everything that you like about your body, everything that you like about your life, everything that you like about your friends. We talked about morals and values and what do you really value? What's on the top of your value list and how our values shift throughout our life and how our morals really shouldn't. And we talked a bit about the Ten Commandments and the shift of how you look at the Ten Commandments. How are you living into them rather than how you are breaking them, how you're not living into them. We tend to be, this world looks at us as, and we've been trained to look at ourselves in a way that isn't very godly. God didn't ever look at Simon or Peter or anybody and say, oh man, you really messed up here. We just, or Matthew, wasn't Matthew the tax collector? Like, you really, really messed up. You're such a sinner. There's nothing we can do for you now. You're really going to have to work at this to get better. No, he just saw the light and the love. And, in the prostitute and the tax collectors and in the sick and the hungry and everybody, just the light and the love within people. And saw how they were working, and then he utilized their strengths. He utilized their strengths. And that's what God will do and is doing through you too. So stop looking at your weaknesses. And we talked about how you can live into those strengths by looking at how are you living into the Ten Commandments? How are they working for you? And just use that as your increase. We talked about Caroline Mace's archetypes and how we all have our four major archetypes. And we also talked about getting out of the box, your box, out of the box of whatever belief system, whatever the world has taught you, even the religious world, and into God's box, into listening and trusting your relationship with God. And that is where today's segment really jumps in. So last week we talked about those archetypes, kind of framing who you are, your person. We'll talk about that more next week. And this week we're going to kind of tie into what we talked about in week five, which is breaking out of the box. So to break out of the box, to stop doing things the old way, the most important thing for you to do is realize that trying to overcome your own strongholds, the habits that keep you down, keep you feeling less than, keep you beating yourself up, not looking at how you're doing things right, but focusing on how life isn't working for you, keeps you away from living in a place of true gratitude. It keeps you away from living in a place of true, yes, Lord, I'm receiving this, I see this, yes, Lord, I can do this. And keeps you in a poverty or stronghold or fear mindset. And so today, my goal for us, my intention for this show, is to help you to shift from a mindset of this needs to change and something is broken to a mindset of I'm no longer trying, but through God, I can. Through God, I can. I'm going to say that one more time because it's really, really big. It's as simple as that. Through God, with God, I can. With God, you can do everything. Everything with God. With God, you are really unstoppable. God has removed cravings for food and old habits in an instant from so many people that I've witnessed in my private coaching. And it just happens all the time. Once you stop trying, once you stop efforting it yourself, and you just take everything to God, and you say, okay, Lord, okay, here it is. Here it is. I'm really good all day, Lord. I'm really good all day. I eat exactly what I know I should. And I even think to myself, oh, I'm doing such a good job at eating all these good foods. But 8 o'clock hits, and I'm so hungry because I didn't eat enough. I'm so hungry because I've had no food. I just think, oh, I just need a little bit. And then I binge all night, Lord. What do I do? And what tends to happen is solutions. Lent is a beautiful time of year to really go into these solutions, go into what's happening for you and how you can stop trying and start going to God instead. And that's the nugget for today. To stop trying and start going to God instead. And I'm quiet here just for a moment because I want you to think about that. We try so hard. Lord, I've been trying to get this business. I hear this so often as, I don't know, like so many of my clients are just driven. They're driven, they're entrepreneurs, and they just feel like something is holding them back. They have big dreams. They have a big message inside of their hearts. And so maybe this is you too. So maybe you think sometimes, I have been trying and trying and trying to do this business or find this job, and it's just not working. And I'm gonna try again, I guess. Like, what else do I can do? I can just try again. I can put in my resume one more time. I'll try again. And we get stuck in this pattern of trying. But if you stop trying and all of that push, you stop pushing against the world, pushing back and forcing and trying and fixing. And at that moment, when you really want to try, you say, okay, Lord, I have tried everything that I can, and obviously I'm not getting it. I don't know what to do. Father God, What do I do? Open up the doorway so I know. Doors will start opening if you're quiet and if you're patient with him and patient in yourself. If you've been joining us each morning at 9 a.m. Alaska, 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern morning there, and you can like us on Blog Talk, just follow us and I'll send a link directly to your phone. And every day at whatever time you want to, really, you can join me for a 15-minute hug, which is the meditation, the heart-centered meditation, the Sacred Heart meditation that I've been teaching for a number of years, really since high school to people, but for a number of years, and utilizing as the basis of all of the coaching that I've done. And what I found is that when you work in and you align and you sit with the Sacred Heart meditation, and then you just rest and you listen by yourself, or you can schedule an appointment with me Tuesdays and Thursdays. I have times open, and they're gifts. They're my universal gift, giving back to you. Because you feed me so well. God feeds me so beautiful well. I thank him every day for just the manna he provides. And he'll do the same for you. But one way that I give back and say thank you to God is by serving you. So you can go to AntiquaLibby.com and schedule an appointment on Tuesday, just there on the homepage, just schedule an appointment there. And we'll go into the Sacred Heart together if you would like. But you can join me every day on Hugs Talk Daily. On Hugs Daily, excuse me, not talk, Hugs Daily. And we just do this meditation together. It gets you centered, it gets you in your heart. And from that place of peace, you can just say, okay, I see my connection with you, Lord. I've been trying to fix this problem. I have been trying to overcome this stronghold. I've been trying to be a better person this way or that way. Fill in the blank for yourself. And we're all growing here. And just say, I give it to you. I'm done trying. Lead me. Guide me. What now? And then open up to what shows up. And that's my invitation for you today. We'll be right back after our bottom of the hour break. I just thank you so, so very much for being here. So much for being a part of this Hugs community and a part of Divinely You if you're there yet. If not, we'll see you soon, I'm sure, Anna. And allowing yourself this gift, because I think this week is the biggest for alignment, biggest for letting go, biggest week for stopping the habit of putting so much pressure on you to be perfect, to be better than, and truly allowing you to surrender to the part of you that already is, that God created, that is true, and it's effortless. And to do that, the trick is, in everything, turn to God first. And I'm going to leave you with that. Here's your break.
USC Radio Productions is a catalyst for humanity's shift through both the spoken word and our hosts sharing compelling and exciting topics to create a greater understanding of the subject and how it relates to our world today. Whether our hosts are speaking at conferences to worldwide audiences, organizing live global events, or presenting unique life-changing empowering knowledge, our mission has always remained at the forefront of our minds and in our hearts. To create opportunities for all to claim their empowerment, stand in unity, and to meet the greater parts of themselves and each other. This is our heart calling. You are our calling. At the most pivotal time in our human evolution, we are deeply inspired to continue to meet the needs of humanity and our planet as we birth into empowered greatness. It is our fervent hope and intention that our shows will serve as both a guiding light and trusted resource. Visit us at uscnetwork.ning.com. The time has arrived to claim your greatness and be the voice of your hearts.
Hugs Talk Daily is a coffee break for your soul. Join us in a hug each day for 15 minutes of inspiration and heart-centered, empowering meditation on blogtalkradio.com/Antika, like antique, but with an A. Our host, Antika Libby, has been helping women who have suffered from abuse feel beautiful and powerful in her private practice at AntikaLibby.com for years and years. Hugs Talk fills you with divine wisdom so you can make every day a day you can smile back on. Join her daily and refresh and empower your life, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, on blogtalkradio.com/Antika, A-N-T-I-Q-U-A.
Ladies, are you one of those millions of women still suffering from divorce? 21 of the world's top divorce recovery experts will be available free at the Better Than Ever After Divorce World Online Healing Summit. Sign up today and access your free ebook, Living Again After Divorce, by Dr. D. Adio Moses at betterthaneverafterdivorce.com. It is free and you deserve it.
And we're back. It always takes me just a few clicks to get get that unmuted. Oh my goodness. So I am excited to share this next piece with you. The first half hour we have gone over. Now you know this trick to not trying. Trying takes so much effort and so much energy. And then when we don't do good, then we're just beating ourselves up again. And it's a fuel for failure. But when you allow God to be your trier, you say, okay, Lord, let me just do it like me. With you, I know nothing is off limits. With you, I give myself permission to lean into the desires and the talents that you have posed within my heart. Lord, if it is your will, just show me the way. And we just walk into that. Now for me, I'll just share this little bit that there, you know, even in relationships, struggling, hard relationships, say with coworkers, which this isn't actually me, this is a friend of mine, but a coworker's, and they're just on your every last nerve, and you're trying to be nice, and you've gone to your supervisors, and you've tried to do everything, and you put yourself in this person's shoes. I mean, it's agony. She's doing everything right. She's trying her hardest. She's being polite, and no matter what, they just keep coming at her, or so she feels. So we decided to try to do an experiment. And so every day she's been joining me on Hugs Daily and washing this stuff clean from her energetically. And just asking the Holy Spirit to come into her body, her mind, and her spirit to just cleanse her. Really just tapping into and breathing in and feeding off of only God's nutrients and asking Him for that nutrients and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for this daily bread, and just bringing that into her awareness. And then joining in her heart center, she rests. And every day she's just brought this group of people at her office and said, Lord, I'm just praying for you. Pray for all the people. I don't know if they're listening, so all of the people. Just pray for all these people and bless them. And Lord, I just ask you to give them understanding. Lord, help me to understand them. I give up all of my trying, my worry, my anxiety over this. I just hand you all of this right here, right now, today. And Lord, I ask you for solution. And Would you just redeem me, Lord? And amen. And she lets it go. And for the last week. And I heard from her earlier this morning through an email, and she's just like, oh, you wouldn't believe it. Friday was a completely different day, and now we're halfway through today, and it's like none of that ever happened. I have no clue what shift. The whole feeling in the office is completely different. And I just feel effortless. So whether it's her peace or their peace, whatever it is, God has removed her from the equation. She has a peace around her. And it's just beautiful. Another thing that's happened, and this is my story, but I was just praying because I've been feeling, well, I'm going to launch Divine in 9 again. That's pretty much set up. I've been doing that for a while. It feels really good. I love working with everybody there. And so I was feeling really confident about that. And I was like, well, God, you know, now what? Is this where what you really want me to do? Where are you leading me? And I said, wherever you want me to go, Lord, I'll go. And within 24 hours, I had a beautiful call from a dear friend of mine. And she said, hey, would you teach this course with me? And I'll tell you more about that later. But it was like, oh, there's a door that just opened wide. And that same day, I had another friend of mine. We were talking, and she just has a brilliant idea and a way of doing business, a platform that she's speaking on and working with people. And I'm so in love with it. But through it, I got sparked an inspiration. And so maybe we'll be working together at something. And both of those two are actually quite in alignment and new, fun. So God, when you stop trying to figure it all out yourself, when you stop trying to quit smoking and you say, okay, Lord, I want a cigarette. What do I do? And even if you say, okay, I'm going to have that cigarette, you're just opening your eyes to different possibilities, different ways to help, different solutions. And you're handing God your problem each time. You're putting Him first in that situation. And over time, it goes away. Over time, the solution resolves itself. And it just simply dissolves from your life. He transforms it into something beautiful. It's like sometimes even it just kind of poosh, it just disappears, it just transmutes. Like my friend's situation at work, it just transmuted. It's just not there. And it had been going on for months. It's just gone. I mean, and all the gratitude goes straight up. No trying. Because trying doesn't work, and it wears you out, and it makes you tired. So we're going to go deeper in this last little bit of the segment into your character. So we've gone over breaking out of the box and your morals and your values and what you like. And so I have a question for you this week, straight from week 7 of Divine in 9. And hopefully in the past couple weeks, as you've been listening, or you can go back and listen to the replays of the show and the archives, that your true character, the character that was within you when you wrote down everything that you stood for, when you wrote down everything that you like, that your true character starts popping out at you. And you start recognizing through God's eyes who you truly are. And those powerful truths will start feeding your life. So you'll also start noticing on those lists things that you're being for other people. And everything that you are trying to be to please somebody else, including your parents, including your church, not including God, but you can take those things that if you feel like you're supposed to be something and you're not living up to that something or some way, And it, you feel convinced in your heart, like, that is the way I am supposed to be, and it's not lining up, then take that struggle to the Lord. Quit trying to make yourself into that, but take it straight to the Lord. And start integrating who you feel is most natural, naturally you. And you know, looking at this, it just kind of makes me laugh right now, because I have been integrating fashion and design into my world the last year, learning how to dress and what kind of clothes do I like and how should I dress for my body and how should I this and how should I that. And just about 3 weeks ago, I was looking in my closet before I went on got some new shirts, and I just said, everything is cotton. And I was kind of beating myself up about it. Now, you know, I teach fitness, I teach yoga, I work with people very on a physical level, and I like comfortable clothing. And I also notice that everything is really airy and light and kind of hangs close to my body and drapes me. And I was like, huh. And I was kind of making myself wrong for that, until finally I was like, no, wait a minute. Why am I doing this? This is silly. Because one of my power tools is fitness. One of my power tools is being this person and sharing these gifts. So what if I like cotton? I'm going to go find some really fun cotton and drapey clothes, and I'm going to just wear them the best that I can. I'm going to embrace this part of my closet, this part of me. I don't look like a high-fashioned fashionista in New York City or LA, but that's okay. It's all right. I'm not trying to be that person. That's not where God put me. I live in Alaska, you know, and when I do vacation and I do speak, I'm speaking to people about loving themselves. So a flowy gown and yoga clothing and many layers, that's me. And cotton is great. Cotton and soft clothes. And that acceptance made me say yes to me. And so I was going to dress a certain way and fix how I was dressing, because I looked at people in the fashion magazines and I thought, oh, that they look so good. They look so put together. That's absolutely them. And I made myself wrong, and I felt like I wouldn't be pleasing to them. You see, I was doing it for them, not for me. When it really boiled down to how I felt God wanted to express through me, it is these soft, drapey, cotton, kind of dancer look me. That's how I like it. That's how he made me. So you can look at your whole life and say, what am I doing? What am I doing for somebody else? Am I trying to do something or be a certain way for somebody else? And in any way, is that other way not truly me? Meaning that you're trying, it's an effort. You have to push yourself to do it. Or beat yourself up. It's condemning. Or it builds resentment towards that other person or other group of people. Or fuels negative energy like jealousy and envy. Because if so, this is your chance to just drop it. Just drop those things. To let them go. To invite more love and compassion into your life. To let God lead you. And trust that, you know, He made all things good, and that includes you. And that you have an abundant life waiting for you. And start to focus on that rather than the shoulds, rather than the I'm tryings. So then you really start saving your energy for the way that is just perfect for you. You let the negative habits, the negative things fall apart, fall away, You give them to God. You ask Him to replace them with love, with truth about you. Trust that God made all things good. This includes you. Like really, really it includes you. And this act alone is going to bring you more energy and more ease into your life. You know what great news it was for me when I found out that it's okay if I wear cotton? I have some really cute cotton and lace shirts in there. They're adorable. I like them. Like it's okay. The next question that I have for you is, what do you stand for? What do you stand for? So the things that I am, that I noticed that I am when I asked the question, you know, Lord, who am I? So I'm caring, I am loyal, I'm responsible, I'm driven, I'm compassionate, and I'm a teacher. I can't seem to, I learn something and then I immediately have to go and teach it. So that said, I'm just like, huh, okay, here we go. I'm a teacher. So then you ask yourself, with knowing this, with living into who you are, not for somebody else, but for yourself, the things that come natural, the things that come easy for you, the things that you like, things that we've been building on the last 6 weeks, looking at those pieces of your character, how can you currently invite more of your character, more of your naturalness into every aspect of your life, into your work, into your family? And knowing this, you can ask yourself, what do I stand for? What are the things that really, really mean something to me? Now, giving you my own example. So I stand for truth and compassion, open-mindedness. I tend to be a broad thinker. I stand for clean eating. I don't like going places where I have to sacrifice my food and I don't get fresh food. I stand for Jesus and prayer, probably above everything. I stand for family time. When I don't have family time or personal time alone, I get off. I notice that. And I stand for taking care of others. I like to connect one-on-one with others. And you can continue down this. So that's kind of my home life. So then what do you stand for at your work? For me, I stand for loving children. I stand for lifting people up that have been abused when they were kids, abused as young adults. I believe in the good in people rather than feeding their fear or their badness and fixing them. I don't believe we need to be fixed. And then what do you stand for in like the big picture? What is your big picture? What do you stand for? For me, I stand for abundance and love and relationship, awareness and faith. All of those things. So take time this week to write all of this down. To write it all down for yourself and post it on your wall. Like right next to me, right here in my office that I look at as I speak to you, I have my chief aim is to be one of the foremost spiritual teachers in the world. Who am I? I'm confident, graceful, loving, and welcoming, compassionate, uplifting. I'm God-led, saintly, and trustworthy. I give myself permission to believe in my goals, for they are God's desires for me. I do it like me, and nothing is off limits. I say that to myself from this practice. From this practice. And then I have pictures of all the things that I like and enjoy. From dancing to yoga to time with my family to yummy food to vacations in the tropics. You know, so you can put together one of these vision boards. And it's even more than a vision board. It's a you board. It's a you board because you are precious and you are lovely. and you are here for something magnificent. So do it like you. Quit trying so hard. And all things that you're trying in now, just take it to God. And when you're struggling with something, and when you're doing something great, take it to God first. I say, with all things, go to God first. Every morning, every evening, every breath. And you can't go wrong. That's what I'm learning. That's my own practice. And it's an honor to share this practice with you. So next week, we're going to dive into week 8. And then I have a wonderful guest on the 24th. The 31st, I'm really going to set us up fantastically for the rest of 2014. And we're going to start with our expert guests and your call-ins. So make sure to have your phone ready to start calling in and asking questions and getting solutions to your fitness, to your mindset, to your struggles, to where you feel like you've been blocked or stuck. We're here to give you solutions. Where you feel like you've been trying this workout, say trying, and you're looking for a solution that will work, you want to talk to an expert, a nutritionalist. If you have questions about God and how He plays a role in all of this, if you need prayer, we have a week for you here on Hugs. Working through the Trinity that you are, your body, your mind, and your spirit, your relationship. And I am so excited to host this and have this up and running and going. So make sure to write down, I'm going to get that phone number one more time for you, so you can write down our new phone number just for Hugs, which is super cool. I'm so excited. And you can join me on Facebook at Facebook.com/HugsTalk with Antika, and or maybe Antika Libby. You should be able to find it, Hugs Talk with Antika Libby. And you can join me at AntikaLibby.com. And here's our phone number for Hugs, 303-800-4557. 303-800-4557. Plug it into your phone right now so you're ready to call in and ask our amazing experts whatever you want to know about your beautiful body, your mind, so you can live the best life, your best life. That is our intention for you to live the best life, your best life. It is waiting for you. That is what you deserve. That's what God wants for you. And it is possible. It is absolutely possible. For you are a walking embodiment of the son or daughter of the great creator. So I hope to see you tomorrow morning and listen to you, listen to me, join me for Hugs Daily. And we will pray together, get heart-centered, wash with the Holy Spirit. And until then, God bless and have a beautiful week. We'll be back here at USCRadioProductions.com on Monday at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern Standard Time. See you then. Bye-bye.
She's got baggage. The trauma transformer, Antika Libby, developed Divine in 9 to lead you to more confidence and beauty in 9 weeks or less. Isn't it about time you feel comfortable in your skin and great about who you are? Visit DivineIn9.com.
I'd like to give the world a hug and shower it with love. We all can change the world we're in with lessons from above.